it's axiomatic in the worldwide Jewish community that the Holocaust should never be forgotten, both as evidence of man's inhumanity to man and for its memories of the heroism of a few. One of the heroic memories is the Kinder Transport, the effort in the months leading up to the Second World War to rescue German Jewish children from the death camps. It's being remembered in a memorial service this Sunday at Honolulu's Temple Emmanuel, and Dennis Salle, honorary consul for Germany in Hawaii, is on hand to tell us more. Thanks for coming in, Dennis.
Aloha, Chris.
It's amazing. We were talking about this a little while ago, that there are so many stories of the Second World War era that have yet to emerge in popular understanding.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, as a German born and raised and having grown up in Germany, I often feel like I'm coming out of a semi-unconsciousness. I really, as I grow older, come across so many more stories and facets of the Holocaust and those terrible years. And it's equally fascinating as it is gruesome to learn about these things. And the Kinder Transports is not really an episode that's unknown, but it really only started gaining public awareness around 2000, you know, in that time. Mm-hmm. Although the facts were all there and the story was there, but I think people try to target, you know, the issues by importance, maybe, you know, or by magnitude first.
Well, magnitude, yeah.
And so Kinder Transports is in that, you know, order of magnitude, maybe one of the smaller stories, but nevertheless an incredible episode.
Well, let's elaborate what it was. I mean, basically, that there were people who saw what was coming and rescued what, how many kids?
Well, in total, 10 to 11,000. Mm-hmm. 10,000 went to England, about 1,000 went to the U.S.
And it's one of the more ignoble memories of the U.S. that we actually banned the entry of Jews to America in the years leading up to the Second World War.
I think that is probably an episode that the U.S. needs to deal with a lot more than they have. I think not for me to comment on, but in this particular context of the Kinder Transports, the numbers speak for themselves. The British government made a very quick decision in 1938, right after Kristallnacht, mm-hmm. to let in these children and without any ado, really.
Yeah.
Whereas for a child or a family to make it to the U.S. took a lot of bureaucratic hurdles to overcome, you know, in the midst of drama, really. And it didn't happen in a lot of times.
Well, you mentioned in terms of the U.S. coming to terms with its history, modern Germany has done a great deal of coming to terms with its history and been pretty candid about acknowledging the horrors of not that many years ago.
Yes. I was born in 67. Mm-hmm. That was a time when I think Germany was just starting to really be candid about their history. It took them 20 to 30 years to come to that point. Mm-hmm. But once they did, they really unpacked, and they're still unpacking to this day.
And there's healing to be had from doing that, isn't there, Dennis?
Yes. I think, for the German people, for sure, mm-hmm. this is the only way to come out of this, is to be candid and to try and speak about it in the most plain terms and to look at every aspect. But it also, you know, serves as a lesson for humankind as a whole. It's really not just a German issue, what went on. And I think the Germans are doing a fairly decent job in trying to put history in perspective.
There's been a smug assumption on the part of the people of a great many different countries that it could not happen here, that it was some sort of flaw in a specifically German national character that Nazism was allowed to happen. And I think that perception is breaking down. I think it's more likely to see it as a flaw in human character that something like this can happen.
I think you're probably right about that. And for a long time, the look of the Nazi movement was isolated as a German problem. Mm-hmm. Also in the light that Germany had two world wars to justify.
Yeah.
And so the second one was sort of proof that there's something in the pudding for the Germans, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think what we've been seeing since is that the idea of racial superiority, putting people outside of society for particular reasons is not just a German problem.
Yeah.
That happens in other parts of the world all the time to this day.
There's something tempting about it to people wanting to, you know, if you can exclude others, people seem to think that you elevate yourself. I think that's a fallacy, but it's something that attracts people, isn't it?
I think in times of great uncertainty, it's more likely for that to happen
yeah.
than when everything works just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other things that have to be in place for this kind of sentiment to really take hold in society.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a person usually at the top that tries to very planfully instigate this type of division in society. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't just come by society's will, you know, by accident. This is typically done with somebody at the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, you've got to learn those lessons of history, don't you, Dennis?
Yeah, you do. It's very exciting, actually.
We ignore them at our peril. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Dennis Sala, Honorary Consul for Germany and Hawaii, will take part in a Yom HaShoah Holocaust Remembrance Community Service this Sunday at Honolulu's Temple Emmanuel.